just living for each day.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, by whom ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no fornicator, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were once darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. What wonderful exhortations these are. I just read to you a portion of chapter 4 and 5 from the Epistle to the Ephesians, written nearly 2,000 years ago, but as fresh and up-to-date as though they were penned yesterday. Isn't it wonderful how the Word of God speaks to us so clearly that we know how to live? There's no misunderstanding, no confusion here. I find that when people began to get confused about what God wants and how they ought to live, and they fuss and fume over little silly details about how to act and where to go and where not to go and how to dress and how not to dress, that when things become confusing about Christian living, I have found that it simply means that people don't really have a heart for God. They don't really want to know. They would much rather argue the points of theology and religion than live it. Listen, if you want to live for God, a life that is sold out to Him, and do it with true holiness and fullness of joy and happiness and peace, you'll know. Because the Bible speaks very clearly of how to live on a daily basis, how to respond, how to act, how to react, how to look, how to be, what your behavior should be. And if we walk in the fear of God and live life pleasingly to the Lord, I certainly think that we will be drawing attention not to ourselves, but to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you dress in such a way, act in such a way, behave in such a way, that when people see you, they don't see you, they see the beauty and the loveliness of Christ within you. Now, if they look at you and you look all eccentric and outdated and peculiar and odd, or if any of your ways are obnoxious, then somehow we have missed the point of it all, what it means to live a holy life, what it means to be clear-cut in our daily conduct. If people, through your living, cannot see Christ, all they see is you and your funny ways and your mannerisms, then you've missed the point, because Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." And that's our business, isn't it? It should be our desire to please God in such a way that as you walk and live and work among men, they will see in your life the beauty of Jesus. Oh God, help us to so live. Don't let any of our ways or the way we conduct ourselves be offensive to the point that people see us and they don't see the Lord. But somehow help us through the power of your Holy Spirit to be crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, but it is not us. It's Christ who lives within us. And as we move among people, may they see your holiness, your beauty, your love, your gentleness, your sweetness come through our very countenance, our behavior, our conduct. We don't want to be distracting in any way because of what we say or do. Not even in the tone of our voice do we want to distract anyone from seeing Jesus, the one who fills the heart with peace and joy. Oh Lord, it is our desire to please you today. Teach us how clearly. Amen.
It's my desire to be like Jesus. It's my desire to be like often I fail, and brought him much shame. It's my desire to live for him. It's my desire to help someone today, someone who might have failed to see the way. I too was once so lost, but I found my way to God, and it's my desire to live for Him. Oh, if you could see where Jesus brought me from, to where I am today,
Oh, dear friend, is it your desire to be pleasing in God's sight, to do His will? The reason that I read those verses from Ephesians chapter 5 was to read something clear-cut regarding Christian living. You know, in today's world, there is such a mixture, even among so-called Christians, even within churches. It seems that so much of what used to be wrong yesterday is okay today. And there is such a condoning of lifestyles that are absolutely sinful and displeasing to God. I want to read some of those same words I read to you out of the King James Version in Ephesians 5. And I want to read them to you from Phillips translation. Now, I love the King James. That's my favorite. And when it comes to committing to memory verses of Scripture, I do it from the King James. But I have a lot of translations that put the New Testament and the Old Testament into modern English. And I love those translations because it helps to throw light on those beautiful verses of Scripture. And I like them all. But when it comes to memorizing the Scripture, hiding them in my heart, I take it from the King James, which of course was a translation itself back in the year 1611. But this is from the Phillips translation, some of those same words that I read to you regarding Christian conduct and what God requires of us and expects of us. And let there be no misunderstanding on that point. God does require godly living on a daily basis. But listen to these scriptures from Phillips. For of this much you can be quite certain, that neither the immoral, nor the dirty-minded, nor the covetous man has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Don't let anyone fool you on this point, however plausible his argument. It is these very things which bring down the wrath of God upon the disobedient. Have nothing to do with men like that. Once you were darkness, but now you are light. Live, then, as children of the light. The light produces in men quite the opposite of sins like these. Everything that is wholesome and good and true. Let your lives be living proofs of the things which please God. Steer clear of the activities of darkness. Let your lives show by contrast how dreary and futile these things are. You know the sort of things I mean. To detail their secret doings is really too shameful. For light is capable of showing up everything for what it really is. It is even possible, after all that happened with you, for light to turn the thing it shines upon into light also. Thus God speaks through the Scriptures, "Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine upon thee." I just wanted to read some of those words to you this morning to let you see again clearly that in spite of what many liberal theologians may try to convince us of, and in spite of Hollywood's message that bombards us every day of our lives, regarding their lifestyle and what the world says is okay, God requires holy living, godly living, a pure heart. Now, here's the funny part about it. This is the strange part. When I talk to you about holiness and godliness and a clean mind and a clean life, please don't mistake me one moment and think that what I'm talking about is something that is pure drudgery. And how God comes into our lives and He takes all the spice out of living and there's no more fun, no more happiness. Listen, if you're a Christian, if you're walking with God at all, if you have a heart for God, you know, and I know, that the happiest lives in all the world are those who have made a full surrender of their heart and life to Jesus Christ. It is not a life of drudgery. Anytime God says, thou shalt not do this or thou shalt not do that, he does it not in order to put a heavy burden upon us. He does it in order to bring happiness and fulfillment in our lives. You take all the Ten Commandments. All the commandments are given to us in order to make life bearable and joyful. Aren't you glad that God said, thou shalt not steal? If any of you listening have ever become the victim of theft, you know how it hurts and how thankful you are that God's commandment says, thou shalt not steal. And God's commandment says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Is that to take all the fun out of life? You know better than that. It's to remove the nightmares from our lives. That's why the Bible says, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. That sort of lifestyle is not fitting for a Christian. It's not becoming to a Christian. And here's the thing about it. If you open the door 1 inch and give vent to lust and carnal appetites and worldly pleasures and the things that are wrong, and you know they're wrong, I know they're wrong, God's Word says they're wrong. They have always been wrong and they're still wrong. And the Bible still says that what a man sows, he's going to reap. And when you open that door 1 inch, the devil certainly comes rushing in like a mighty flood with all the stuff that he wants to pour into our lives. That's why the Bible says, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. There can be absolutely no compromise with sin. Absolutely none. There can be no compromise with sin. The song that you listened to in the outset of the program, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir singing, all I want is you, Lord. All I want is you. That is the longing and desire that God, the Holy Spirit, wants to work within our hearts to give us that longing and that deep love for Jesus, that nothing else matters. Lord, all I want is you. I just want to please you. I don't want to give in to the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and all of these things that would be so damaging and so hurtful to me. Those are the things that break the heart. Those are the things that cause nightmares. Those are the things that break up homes and friends and lives. Oh, how much better to live life God's way, to do His will. You want peace? You want happiness? You want true joy? Live life God's way. Sell out to God. Don't compromise with sin 1 ounce. Slam shut the door to sin, to corruption, to darkness, to the fruits of wickedness. Say no to it in Jesus' name and say yes to God. Say yes to God fully, completely, 100%. And you'll come to understand what true satisfaction is all about. Do you love the Lord? All of this is based on love, not something rigorous and just a lot of rules and commandments. It's based on love. Loving Jesus, you will want to please Him in every area of your life. Jesus, I love you. I know Thou art mine. Lord, I surrender all. Can you say that? Lord, I surrender all to you. is gone. I've enjoyed being with you as we have shared together in devotions. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Thanks to our listeners who help to make these programs possible because they are listener-supported. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. God bless you abundantly.
Your body bends beneath the weight of care.